AP News for this Saturday, June 3rd. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling agreement into law, a package that includes spending reductions, including for those on food assistance programs, but eliminates the chance of the U.S. defaulting on its debt until 2025.
The moments like this one, the ones we just faced, where the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
That was President Biden in his primetime Friday national address. Today he made no comment, only thanking lawmakers in an emailed statement for working together to prevent a government default. The nation's defense secretary, meeting with his security counterparts in Singapore, told China to stop harassing U.S. and other aircraft in the neutral waters off Taiwan.
We will not flinch in the face of bullying or coercion.
A South Carolina community is mourning a 14-year-old boy shot and killed by a gas station owner who accused the child of stealing. Here's our Julie Walker.
Authorities say Rick Chow shot the 14-year-old in the back Sunday after chasing down the black team. Chow's son had said Belton had a gun, but County Coroner Nada Rutherford said it was not out.
Say Cyrus's name so that people don't forget that this was a child that died.
Audio courtesy WLTX. Authorities said Chow fired at people twice before he suspected of shoplifting. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll in India's top 233 after a crash involving two passenger trains. A top Twitter executive responsible for safety and content moderation is leaving the company. This follows Elon Musk complaining about the platform's handling of transgender topics. Manchester City beat Manchester United in the FA Cup final. This is AP News. Marijuana in religion?
A young Rastafari member beats a drum at a tabernacle service on the tiny Caribbean island of Antigua. For decades, members of this Rastafari community have been persecuted and imprisoned for their ritualistic marijuana use. Ross Quixote Erasto is a priest who was raised in a Rastafari home.
Parents who got caught with weed would be suffer jail time.
The islands of Antigua and Barbuda recently became one of the first Caribbean nations to grant Rastafari authorization to grow the herb. Prime Minister Gaston Brown says they're trying to move beyond past persecutions.
We have come a long way from, you know, discrimination, the castigation, the violence against Rastafari, to one in which they are fully embraced.
Rastafari in Antigua and Barbuda continue to push for broader relaxation and full legalization of the plant. I'm Walter Ratliff.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.